News Talk Sunday.
As you may know, Gardaí are searching down in the Wicklow-Kildare border, and it's to do with the investigation and the disappearance in the 1990s of Jojo Dollard and Deirdre Jacob. We're told in this morning's newspapers that an axle of a car has been located in the area. There's also talk about connections with Larry Murphy, of course, who spent many years in prison. So I'm now joined by Stephen Breen, who is the crime editor with the Irish Sun, to walk me through the latest. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great. Stephen, can you just bring us up to date, first of all? I know you're writing very broadly on this whole subject this morning in your own paper, but what is happening at the search site, and are we expecting much developments over the next few days?
Well, the search started last Monday, and the search was initiated at the quarry just between the Wicklow and Kildare border last Monday, after the serious crime review team by the Gardaí were reviewing the original investigation into the disappearance of Deirdre Jacob and Jojo Dollard. And as part of that review, they identified information that had been passed to Gardaí before, and that information related to a quarry, which a witness claimed that he saw Larry Murphy, a person of interest in the case, burying a number of cars at the site. So the Gardaí analysed the information once again and initiated this search. The search has started last Monday, so it's still continuing over the weekend, and the search is in a specific area of the quarry, and it's ideally and primarily looking for a number of vehicles that the Gardaí believe could have been buried there. And yesterday, in relation to the search, they recovered an axle of a vehicle, but I think it's important to note that there is no suggestion that at the moment, you know, that that's part of any vehicle that may have been left there as part of their inquiry. So they'll just analyse that piece of equipment that they recovered, and in the hope that they can yield some evidence. And the guards were keen to stress that they were looking for items of evidential value, and that search is going on. They haven't given a time limit in relation to the search. It's continuing over the weekend, so I think once they're satisfied that they have thoroughly examined the site, then it'll be scaled down, and they have been keeping the family informed as well of any developments at the site.
And Stephen, do you get any sense, you know, down to the size of the area and so on, we're into a few more days and that might be it then?
I think we could be into a few more days. I mean, it's an isolated area. It's quite a remote area as well. You would need to know that area quite well in terms of finding it. But the search is very meticulous. You know, they've been planning this for quite some time. And I think that's why they're pains to point out, you know, they weren't putting any time limit on it. And because it is a big area and they have to dig down very deep, you know, they brought in a second digger, a much bigger excavator for the search site. And, you know, recovering this item yesterday, and then maybe that'll hold them in good stead and continue to go forward. But I do think that it'll just be completed when they're satisfied that it's been thoroughly searched, because they have identified a specific area. So because it's a vast area of the quarry, but they're looking at a specific area that they're keen to, you know, dig down deeply. And if they do that and they complete that, then that's when the search will end. So it could be a few more days, if not, you know, the end of the next week perhaps.
And Stephen, you've been writing a fair bit about Deirdre Jacob in particular. As you understand it, is this search driven by a search for both of the women, or one more than the other, so to speak? Or is it just, look, we just got a witness statement and we'll sort of see what it turns up?
Well, it's Gardaí investigating the Deirdre Jacob case, but because of the location of the site, you know, the guards had to inform Jojo Dollard's case as well, and her family, that, you know, this search was taking place, because the Gardaí have information that they are searching for items of evidential value in relation to a missing woman, and that could be Deirdre and that could be Jojo. So that's why they have brought the two cases together, in terms of any hope that they might have of, you know, recovering some evidence. And I think it's important to note that it's primarily down to the location of the site, because only in 2024, not far from where the search is taking place today, there was another search for Jojo Dollard in that area. So that's why they brought the two cases together, but not necessarily linking them in terms of the investigations, but because of the search area.
Yeah, and I suppose it's gut-wrenching for the families involved. They've been down this road before, and a lot of it in this sort of area, so I'm sure they're, you know, kind of sitting there thinking, hopefully something happens, but may not, because they have been down this road before.
Yeah, look, I spoke to Michael Jacob last week when the search commenced. That's Deirdre Jacob's father, and Michael Jacob has fought a tireless campaign to find out what happened to his daughter. He's done so with dignity, and He has constantly, engaged with the Gardaí. He's very thankful that, despite the passage of time, the case is still being treated as active and ongoing. He welcomes any search or any development that takes place in the hope that it may yield some answers. But he's still, hoping, and he's still of the belief that there are people in the community, maybe in Ireland or England or wherever, who have information that they've maybe have kept to themselves after all these years, and he hopes that they come forward. And he informed me that the Gardaí are keeping him informed. He's very satisfied with the progress of the investigation, and he just hopes that it can yield the answers that they've been looking for.
Okay, well, listen, we'll see with our hearts on our mouths a little bit, but we'll see what next week brings at that particular site. Stephen Breen is crime editor with the Irish Sun. We do appreciate you coming in and giving us the latest there.
News Talk Sunday.